eyes, but he was too mad to brush it back.
Don't tell me, tell Jerry.
Tall, cool, and controlled, Anthony Taylor nodded toward the man who had just pulled a gun on them. Zack turned back to the gun, wavering now in the hands of the balding, middle-aged embezzler who stood quivering in his bad suit behind his empty desk. Jerry watched them warily as a cautious man might regard two big guys he was holding a gun on.
I'm quitting, Jerry, Zack said.
You can let me go because I'm not going to be a cop anymore.
You can have the badge.
He started to reach into his worn black leather jacket, and Jerry squeaked,
No!
Zack froze.
Okay, fine, no problem.
He gauged the possibilities of taking Jerry there in his office. They weren't good. Jerry was very nervous, and the office was very small, leaving them no room to maneuver and nothing to take cover behind. It was furnished only with a metal desk, two plastic chairs, and Jerry. The furniture was marginally more interesting than Jerry, or had been until he'd reached into his desk drawer and pulled out the gun. They deserved this. Just because the guy was pathetic, they'd gotten careless. Zack looked at the gun wobbling in Jerry's hand with respect. A 45. The office currently had no windows, but Zack knew it could have a couple at any minute. A 45 being the kind of gun that left large holes in walls. And people.
Why do we do this?
Zack asked Anthony, scowling at the gun.
Life isn't depressing enough, we have to do this too.
I'm not kidding, I'm quitting.
Stop complaining.
Anthony carefully picked a speck of non-existent lint off his tailored tweed sleeve, keeping his eyes steadily on Jerry the whole time.
You're the probable cause of this anyway. You walked in here in that black leather jacket looking like you hadn't shaved in a week, and Jerry probably thought you were some lowlife.
He smiled at Jerry, an oasis of perfect calm in a very sweaty situation.
I'd have pulled a gun on him too, Jerry, I understand. Why don't we talk about this?
Jerry shook his head, but he kept his eyes on Anthony, listening to his even, relaxed voice. Zack moved very slowly a few inches to his right, taking care to seem as if he were only shifting on his feet. Jerry suddenly shifted his eyes to Zack, so Zack picked up the conversation.
Oh, and if we'd both been dressed in pimp suits like you, he wouldn't have pulled the gun?
I ask you, Jerry, was it the jacket that made you pull the gun, or the badge?
Jerry narrowed his eyes at Zack, and Anthony moved slightly to the left.
Just don't move, Jerry said as he swayed back and forth. Keep your hands up.
We're not moving, Jerry, Anthony said soothingly. You are. Relax, you'll feel better.
Don't get smart,
Jerry said, and the gun wavered between them.
I'll shoot.
You don't want to shoot us, Jerry.
Zack spread his hands apart.
The hassle from shooting a cop is enormous, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry looked at Zack as he talked, distracted by the movement, and Anthony eased another couple of inches to the left.
And the hassle from stealing $30,000 from your boss is nothing.
Well, it's not like shooting a cop,
Anthony said, and Jerry's eyes darted over to him. Zack moved a little more to the right.
Shooting a cop?
Anthony shook his head slowly.
They throw the key away. We don't want that. Put the gun down, Jerry.
I don't think so.
Jerry breathed a little faster and shifted his eyes to Zack.
I don't think so, and you guys are moving.
He closed his eyes as he aimed the gun at Zack and squeezed the trigger. Zack dove for the floor as he fired, and Anthony yelled,
Jerry!
And Jerry swung the gun toward where he'd been. Zack threw himself over the desk as Anthony flattened himself on the floor, and Jerry put a bullet neatly through the center of the door. Then Zack slammed Jerry down on the floor. Anthony rolled to his feet to help.
You all right?
Me?
Oh, I'm as good as I get,
Zack said, breathing a little heavily as he reached for his handcuffs.
Which is a hell of a lot better than Jerry is right now. How about you?
There were people in the hall. Anthony went out the door to see what Jerry had hit on the other side while Zack cuffed him.
You have the right to remain silent, you jerk,
Zack said, and finished reciting Miranda sitting on top of him. Anthony came back and lounged in the doorway.
Congratulations,
Anthony said to Jerry when Zack was finished.
You shot a water fountain.
Up yours,
Jerry said, but it came out more embarrassed than defiant. Zack stood and glared down at him.
We've got to start hanging out with a better class of criminals. Actually, this is the cream,
Anthony said, checking his jacket for damage. It was, as always, spotless.
You want to work for